on, folks. Patty and Frank show. You can also see us on Dish Nation weeknights at 6:30 on Fox 11. And Josh Wolf, you saw him a little bit on Dish Nation.
Yep.
You know him probably more from Chelsea.
Chelsea Lately, yeah. Chelsea Handler show.
And now he's going to be hosting, I think, for the second season, the second year of Shark Week.
People are passionate.
Shark After Dark has its own show. That's the shows after the shows. Like, there's The Talking Dead. This is kind of like that. It's Shark After Dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to air after Shark Week every single night that week. All right. Get Josh in here.
Where's Josh? Let's see this handsome fellow.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Long time no see, honey bunny.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to see you.
We need to hug it out. Come on.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
What's up, buddy? I'm not going
to
kiss you.
Sorry I never made it over to HQ just to hang out with you a little bit.
That's all right. I planted a bomb and blew up.
All right.
What's happening, everyone?
Well, we got, obviously, Shark Week's coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
It gets bigger and bigger every year as far as even audience. And now with
the
Sharknado movie and Sharknado 2, sharks are the big thing right now.
I know, and you know what? Like, last year, Shark Week, I guess, got more numbers than ever before, and then my show beat everybody. We beat Daily Show and Colbert and Conan.
Shark
and,
After Dark.
Yeah,
no
Shark
big
After
deal.
Dark.
No big
but,
deal.
But we, but that, I never knew how obsessed people were with sharks. And, you know, our show is informational, but it's also a little funny. And after the first show, you know, just making jokes, there were just people like, I can't believe what you said to that scientist, man. Why, he's a serial. Why are you making fun of the scientist? I'm like, why?
Well, Josh Wolf, it's what I do.
They take their sharks extremely seriously.
That's the thing, though. I mean, if you get a very popular show or a series or a feature like Shark Week, like The Walking Dead as Talking Dead.
Yes.
So there's always a show after the show. And so now they've had this feature with Shark After Dark with Josh. And so you have celebrities come on, too, and talk about Shark Week and what their experience is or what they think about it?
Yeah, you know what? We'll blend it up because the scientists, a lot of times, can't hold a five-minute segment by himself.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Actually, the nurse shark is not an actual nurse.
I just talked about pillow science for like a minute and I'm dying.
I did hear you talk about dogs eating panties.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a St. Bernard and I dated a girl in college and we had a St. Bernard and one day St. Bernard was in the backyard and it looked like he was pooping a bouquet of flowers. And I was like, that's interesting. So I went out. He ate her panties whole. They came out whole, just twisted up and whole. He didn't chew them up. He was such a big dog. He put them in his mouth and just like a string of spaghetti, slurped them up, and then pooped them up whole. But they came out twisted.
Well, of course.
Like somehow they came out looking like, you know how it's like sausage links. They came out, but like if flowery. And then, because she was accusing me of being this pervert who was stealing
her panties. Like, no, I don't.
She was like, stop stealing my panties. I don't know what you're doing with my panties. I'm like, I'm not stealing your panties. I already have your vagina where I have your panties.
Yeah.
I'm not sneaking in and stealing your vagina.
The dog,
I got that.
The dog on the
I got other. What goes in the panties already. What do I need them for?
Did you recycle the panties? I mean, did you?
Well, here's what I told her. I go, you want your panties back? I think I know where they are. And she was like, yeah, I want my panties back. Because she was being such a bitch to me.
Meanwhile, the dog's like, yes, I have to eat your panties because he's got your vagina. This is all I have.
He was like, look, he gets to eat that, right. I get to eat these.
Hey, listen, I'll stay away from the panties if you let me.
He's the alpha, I'm the beta. I get the panties.
It was a package deal. He said, I got to come along, but both of us couldn't enjoy the vagina, so I get the panties. Do you know what I did? Because she was such a bitch about it, picked them all up with gloves. Put them in the washing machine, washed them. I said, I found your panties. They were in the corner. The dog was pushing them around. She wore them all week. And I said, just so you know, you were such a bitch about it. Let me tell you. Let me tell you where those panties were.
Oh, my God.
They were in the yard covered with feces. And I washed them for you. And that's what you get for blaming me for stealing your panties.
Oh, maybe that's God, actually that's Victoria's great. Secret. All of those panties have been inside of a dog. And she's like, I'm going to make millions.
My secret is that all these panties have been put down. That would be great. What is that smell? Yeah. Perfume here in Victoria.
Victoria is an evil genius.
They're paying like
evil
20 genius. Bucks a piece for these stupid things.
That would be amazing. I think that maybe the sales would either go way up in some parts of the country. Some people are into that.
Oh, well, Japan.
Along the same lines. yeah.
They're like crazy.
They're like, don't wash them.
Well, you know,
in
Japan, they have vending machines where they sell
used
panties.
I heard about that. Is that a myth?
That's not a myth. You can Google that. They have vending machines where they sell used panties. That was never. I mean, look, I like. There's some things that are kind of off the beaten path that I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smelling panties, not really one of them. Mm-hmm. Was that ever your? Did you ever?
He's a panty guy.
I love panties.
You smell them?
If I happen to be in there's the late
creeping in someone's house at 3 a.m.
Exactly. I don't care. They're still on you. I'm like, I'm down there just rooting like a truffle.
I'm not gonna hurt you. I just want to. I was just really curious.
Yeah, I've always loved panties.
Really?
Yeah.
I like panties too, but I don't need to sniff them.
Yeah. But clean panties. You like clean panties. You just don't like dirty panties.
And what's the point of sniffing clean panties?
I like panties in general. I mean, that big bin they have at Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
I would like to jump in that, like, when it's those little ball cages, you know, where it's like, I'm in there, I'm just, like, swimming around in panties. Like, yeah, this is awesome. I love them.
You got to just start turning that into, like, a Chuck E. Cheese, like an adult Chuck E. Cheese. You can go there, get pizza, and, you know, maybe have a beer, and then get in the panty bin.
Maybe drop cheese out of the title.
Cheese is a good joke. Yeah. But that is the one thing. Yeah. Girls, that is not equal to, like, sexy. You never see a girl, like, finding a guy's underwear. Like,
I guarantee they do. Mm. If you're going to sniff our shirts, you're going to sniff our unders.
You sniff our... But it's a different, like, that's a different smell. Like, girls will sniff the shirt because that's what you... That's your essence.
How do you know it's a different
your
smell?
Your essence.
I've smelled my own asshole. I've smelled my in-between...
Your own essence.
I've smelled... The from under.
Now, do you always, you know what it smells like already, but if you happen to touch there, do you always just...
Yeah,
I mean,
but you know what?
Automatic.
Don't you do the automatic twice? If you smell it and it's bad, you go, that's terrible. Why do I go back a second time? What is wrong?
Well, just to make sure it's terrible. Is that me or was it my finger?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Did the finger smell like that before I did that? Or
I
can do the other hand.
Are you all, like, I like those boy shorts on girls.
Yes.
Oh. I don't like thongs. I'm not a thong guy.
I'm not a thong girl either. And I just don't, there's nothing... I love
like
the boy shorts.
Shorts
I think that's
are
so
like
sexy.
Sexy.
The thong, it's right up.
I don't like the whale tail at the top. I don't like the way that looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm more of like the silk. The silk with the thin line connecting the front fabric to the back fabric.
You ever put them on?
That, yes. Wait, for comedy purposes or for
just
like,
for ha-has, walk in front of the mirror. I don't look that bad. Like those pair of purses. You know what?
Huh. I'm cut. Yeah, my booty looks like goodness.
Look at that.
This is not, I really have been working out, haven't I?
Yeah, you tried them on though, haven't you?
I have. Yeah. I mean, listen, like I said, I'm not that I'm.
Do you have sexy underwear that's male oriented sexy underwear that you've put on for your lady?
No, I would say I've tried that once, and when she was laughing hysterically, I was like, this was a bad idea.
It's never sexy. The male sexy-oriented underwear, it's never sexy. It's comedy.
Yes.
I had some that they were white, they were silk, and it was a G-string, and I put those on, and it said, no, all over them. And then you turn off the lights, and it glowed, yes.
And those are supposed to be sexy.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that's sexy,
She broke three
though.
Ribs, no. But not from sex. She's laughing. She's like,
she fell off the bed.
Oh, yeah.
She turns the light back on.
No, I think guys have a harder time being... I guess what girls consider sexy is what is different than what we would consider. What would you consider to be sexy in a man?
I'll tell you this. I love boxer briefs, and I think when a guy's got a nice build and he's just got a pair of boxer briefs on, that's all you got to do.
You like wife beaters too, don't you?
I do enjoy a wife beater.
I mean, the clothing, not the actual attitude.
I don't like actual wife beaters. There's nothing sexier than a wife beater. Oh, and I love the wife beater who then sends flowers because you just make him so crazy.
Did you see? There was a guy. A man faces attempted murder charges after a fight with his girlfriend over cookies.
What?
He tried to strangle her because she was eating his Chips Ahoy.
But were they the soft kind?
Yes, you can't blame him. They were the chewy.
Yeah. They were the chewy, buddy. And if she took some of that last cold milk, I'm digging. I've already dug my grave in the backyard before I started choking you.
Josh, thanks so much for coming in. Shark Week on Discovery Channel starts this Sunday, and be sure to check out Josh's show, Shark After Dark.
August 10th to the 14th.
Late night live talk show with all things shark related, and you're gonna have celebrities. Now, is it the celebrities everybody cares about, like Kim Kardashian and Justin Bieber?
I would Justin Bieber. I would like to punch a hole in his chest and poop in it. I cannot stand that. That if anybody needs a punch in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And Orlando Bloom had the opportunity and missed.
Yeah, how do you swing and miss?
Have you seen? I mean, look, Justin Bieber's 120 pounds. Orlando Bloom's 135. Could they really hurt each other?
Yeah. Back to Victoria's Secret. Miranda Kerr was like all upset and like embarrassed by it because she's the most manly one in the story.
I think Miranda Kerr could beat the crap out of both of them. But we're going to have some good. We're going to have the guys from Let's Be Cops on. The trick is having the scientist with a celebrity who's a shark fan, you know, because they get to ask all their fan questions. And we're going to have a lot of cool people, some shark attack survivors. Their stories are always amazing, especially when you talk to them right after they watch the video of them being attacked by the shark.
Right.
So you get to watch their reaction. They're reliving it again. It's
now you're the host.
Crazy to
you're
watch.
The host of the show, but have you always had a thing for sharks, and then that's how you kind of got into the position to be the host, or they have you be the host, and you're kind of like everybody else. You're just a greenhorn about it, and you're like asking these scientists all these questions that we would ask.
Happy accident. Like, I've always loved Shark Week, and I've always liked watching it, and I have a very healthy respect because I'm a terrible swimmer. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm scared of the ocean, which makes me even more frightened of sharks. Last year I swam with sharks and I touched them and it scared.
What kind were they?
They were Makos and nurse sharks. No cages. The Makos are like the meth heads of the shark world. You ever seen them swim around?
They have the same smile.
Yeah. But they're really jittery. And when you see a jittery shark, you're like, I'm a little nervous too.
Got scabs all over his little shark face.
Did you see the story? I hear it was local.
They're vacuuming the sea all the time.
The guy was fishing off the pier and like was pulling in a great white. Yes. And there's those long distance swimmers, and the guy ended up getting attacked by the shark.
Yes,
are you going to have that? Because he's a local and he's a survivor.
It's like Manhattan Beach
guy. Yeah.
I know we have a shark attack survivor on. I'm not sure who it is, but we got a couple. We have a girl, I think, who literally she free swims with great whites in Hawaii. She grabs their fin. She wants to prove. She wants to prove that they're not aggressive, and she free swims with a snorkel. Just grabs onto their fin and lets them swim along with her. And she's hot, hot, hot.
I think I might have seen it.
If you haven't, she's amazing.
Does she have a full-length film about her,
so.
Quest to
yes.
do this? I think
yes.
I saw the trailer for that, and she is smoking.
Yes.
I would totally eat her. I mean, she's too hot to be saying, he won't eat me.
Eventually that shark's going to be like,
Like, damn, girl. Oh, no way.
You look so much better than that fat dude I ate last week.
That shark's going, I would eat her panties if they were pooped out by a St. Bernard.
It's going to be some, and Chelsea's coming on for me this year. The guys.
Oh, awesome.
Cool.
And Chelsea's ending, right?
Yeah, August 26th.
Going to Netflix.
Is it because I heard that Chelsea wanted to do, I guess, like more serious stuff? Is she like going to be an investigator?
Talk to everyday people.
Is that what it is? What's the deal?
I think it's going to be. Now, listen, I don't know exactly, and I'm speculating a little. I do know that she's tired of talking about Bieber and Kardashian.
No, who isn't?
Exactly. I know that she is a hyper-intelligent woman, so that stuff is really boring her. And I know she wants to start talking about things that interest her a little more, whatever that is. Like, I don't know, because...
You and Lonnie Love aren't in the inner circle? Now, come on. Come on.
Believe it or not, I'm not in the business meetings. I'm generally... there's a chance, like, she doesn't like people walking into those meetings high, and...
Get out of here!
So I'm out. Wait a second, are you pizza? No, I'm not coming to the meeting. That'll start up for 2015.
That's actually why Josh started working at Dish Nation. He thought they had food. He was like, Dish Nation, what's the deal? Like, it's something new every day.
Yeah. Dish.
They're like, no, it's not that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that off the air, right?
No,
yeah,
of course we will.
Of course. Like,
yes,
let's go to commercials. We can do that.
Yeah. Appreciate these next 45 minutes of commercials. We're going to be talking about Dish Nation off the air. No, I'm kidding. Josh Wolf, always fun. Come back anytime. You know, the door's always open.
I appreciate it, guys, very much. Anytime. Tune into Shark After Dark, guys.
And to follow him on Twitter at Josh Wolf Comedy and then at Shark Week, #Shark Week, and then play along at home. All right. We'll be right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.